This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the opening week in South Florida. Kickoff classics next week. The games begin. Back in April, the FHSAA, the Florida High School Athletic Association, made a decision, and it was a great decision. They hired Craig Damon as the new executive director, somebody who's had like 30 years of experience in interscholastic activities. He was a head football coach at North Marion. He has done it all. He is one of these guys, as I say, who gets it, and he's kind enough to join us this evening. Craig, congratulations. I haven't spoken to you since, but definitely something that was coming, and I've known you for a long time, and you've been a class guy who works extremely hard for everybody.
Thank you, Larry, for having me on.
I know you're excited. It's a challenge, obviously, especially in today's times. Nobody's ever happy. But you're the type of person that can see both sides. I mean, you've lived both sides, administration. You've lived the side of a coach. You know everything that goes into it. Talk about that, because I think that that was a determining factor in bringing you on in that capacity. You had been with the FHSA for 9 years, and you were the person who, as a buddy of mine would say, who got it. Who really gets what it takes to hold down that balance?
And yes, Larry, that's true. Being in each of those different roles and those various positions, you get a feel for as a coach. You know, I had my days where I didn't like the association. I thought the association was, you know, a dictator. Until I joined the association, got to see the other side of it. So, having experience as a coach, I understand what it's like every day to be in the trenches and the extra duties that are assigned just nowadays with the way our education system is and shortage of teachers, the extra duties that are piled on top of it. And the fact that kids can have the choice to attend whatever school they want to choose. So it's a very delicate act, you know, as a coach. We're a little bit different than 10 years ago when I was a coach, but still some of the same challenges are there. And from the administration side, once I got on the other side and joined the association 9 years ago, I got to see the behind-the-scenes stuff, the process of putting on state championship events and all the details and the work that goes behind our sports administrators do on a daily basis as far as trying to get prep for those games and answering questions and making sure our officials and our coaches all on the same page as far as rules are concerned. So got to do some of those things for about 2 years. And then I transitioned to the eligibility and compliance side. And that's completely different because it is more of the administrative side where, you know, the things that happen in the eligibility and compliance department are what allows the kids to actually be on the field and perform. Where before it was all about the kids being on the field and performing. But I got to see the side that where you actually process student eligibility to get kids in a position to be on the field and play. So having both of those sides and been blessed to be in eligibility compliance and doing due process allowed me to travel across the state. We have appeals in Tallahassee on Tuesday, Ocala on Wednesday, Bradenton on Thursday, and Fort Lauderdale on Friday once a month. It gave me the ability to stop by schools, see coaches, see ADs, see principals, hear, you know, be an ear for the association, so to speak, and to hear different things that are going on within our association that our member schools had concerns with and things that we were doing good, things that we could do better. All those things, you know, over those 9 years have led me to the point where, you know, it makes me feel that I'm available and I'm at people's beckon and calling whenever they need to just to, if nothing else, to be an ear. I've learned to say no and to say no graciously because, you know, with an explanation. I mean, folks, we can agree to disagree, but I think if you can able to provide an explanation as a reason why, people may not agree with your answer, but they can walk away understanding and can have mutual respect when you're able to provide an explanation. So that's one thing that truly I can say I learned from the eligibility and compliance side, because every time you made a ruling on a student athlete, you had to back it up with either state statute or a bylaw policy to support. And it's just one of the yes or no answer, but it was an answer with an explanation. So those are things that I feel that have made me more accessible to coaches, to ADs, to students, to parents, and so forth. And I am just tickled to death to be in the position that I'm in.
And you're a coach, and you were a coach for a long time, so you see it from the other side, and you understand the frustrations that the coaches have, especially at a time when you came on board in this position with all the different classification changes, the rural changes, you know, the metro changes. Obviously, you could see the frustration in a lot of the bigger cities, like the South Florida area, the Tampa Bay area, the Jacksonville area. But at the same time, you have to also look at the needs of some of those rural areas, you know, that like a Madison County that doesn't have anything next to them. Talk about that.
And Larry, you've been North Marin. That North Marin is in the middle of a bunch of cow fields on the north end of Marion County. So I can relate to schools that are in the rural area because there was no Boys and Girls Club there for our kids to participate. Lots of kids that played football didn't actually get introduced to football until either middle school in our youth football league or majority of our kids until they got to ninth grade. So they didn't have some of the advantages that our bigger cities where there's a Boys and Girls Club or there's an Optimist Club or some form of a youth league is right around the corner. That's more accessible to kids. I completely understand that side of it too. You know, from the little school side, but from the big school side, feeling that, you know, place them in categories based on their schools, they want to compete with everybody. So trying to find that balance to see what works best for all our schools. And you hit on it right from the beginning of your question as a coach. I think one of the greatest things about coaches is having the ability to adapt. I mean, if you're in the coaching profession, and I remember days, those first couple of years when I started coaching, we would work on a game plan on Sunday and practice it all week long and get ready to execute on Friday night. We either come out in a different defense or the kid that we game plan on all week to stop on offense, you know, on our defense, didn't play in the game. So now you have to completely change the game. So one of the biggest attributes of being a good coach is being able to adapt and to adjust. So with all the different things that have come our way, I commend our coaches in the state of Florida for adapting and adjusting to whatever it be, whether it's school choice, you know, whether it's metro, non-metro. Down in Miami last week and talking to ADs and coaches, and, you know, it's not a sore subject as it was, you know, 3 or 4 months ago. Coaches are, you know, ready to go out and compete this year and see where the chips fall. They're giving it a try, which I applaud them for, you know, having that effort or had that attitude to let's give it a try, see where it goes, and we always can come back to the table and, you know, try to work on something to become better. But that ability to adapt to whatever your environment is or to make game time changes or adjustments at halftime because something ain't working, that's one of the key things or key qualities of a coach, and I think our coaches are in the state of Florida handle that very extremely well.
Good stuff. I still remember the Craig Damon that would drive 6 hours down for his kids at the University of Miami, sit in that hot sun all day and have to drive back when those kids were sleeping. And I'm telling you, you're a perfect person. Thanks so much for stopping by. We'll talk to you again maybe midway point of the season and see how things are going.
All right. Thank you, Larry, for having me on. And good luck to all the teams that are playing this week in kickoff classics. Wish them all the best of luck.
Good stuff. Craig Damon, executive director of the FHSAA.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here. And the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.